Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today on Bagels and Blessings, you'll hear my pre-recorded interview with Faith Crawley, one of the sweetest ladies I know. Stay tuned, I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you are in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays by appointment, Wednesdays from 3 to 8 p.m., Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and up to 30 minutes after services on Saturdays. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester area, be sure to visit Congregation Shema Yisrael in the Fig Tree Bookstore and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings.
Shalom, Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Here's one of my favorite songs from Makedem. This is called Hallelujah, and it comes from Psalm 150. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
I live.
Again, that was Makedem. And next, we've got Marty Goetz singing the Hatikva, which means the hope. Hatikva is the national anthem for the state of Israel. And this is a wonderful, beautiful song.
Shalom, this is Marty Goetz, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Stay tuned for my interview with Faith Crawley, but in the meantime, here is Deborah Kleinian-Turno, Dancing in the New Jerusalem. And I gotta say, this just takes me back to 2008, when I went to Israel, and we visited a congregation in Jerusalem, and I can say that I got to dance in Jerusalem. Here's Deborah Clenny and Turno. Thank you.
Jerusalem, dancing in the streets, paved in gold, a new heaven and earth.
Is it in the new Jerusalem?
Join us dancing in the new Jerusalem.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. You know, as I think about that trip to Israel in 2008, I remembered that Faith Crowley's son, Martin, was one of the organizers. It was an MJAA trip, Messianic Jewish Alliance of America, and so it was led by Joel Chernoff, and Martin Crowley was assisting, so he was on that trip to Israel as well. So how appropriate that today I'm airing the interview of his mother, Faith. Alrighty, this is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Next up, here's some music from Paul Wilbur.
Is come. Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Coming on a big horse. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for my interview with Faith Crowley. Right now, we've got Barry and Baya Siegel with We Delight in Your Shabbat. Just so you know, this song was actually written by Steve McConnell, and here is a real cute arrangement. We Delight in Your Shabbat. This is Ethel Chadwick, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for my interview with Faith Crowley. And you know that song you just heard, We Delight in Your Shabbat? Well, first of all, Shabbat is the Hebrew word for Sabbath. And that's what we do at Congregation Shema Yisrael. Every Saturday, we honor the Sabbath by gathering together to worship the Lord, and our rabbi gives a sermon. And if you are local to the Rochester area, you really should visit us on Saturday morning. It's 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton. Our services are at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it's so cool because you'll get to see Israeli folk dancing, or some people call it Davidic folk dancing, that happens right during the praise and worship. It's pretty cool. The music you hear on Bagels and Blessings is similar to what you'll hear when we do our praise and worship. And we would love to have you come and join us as we delight in the Shabbat. Hallelujah. Next up, here's Ted Pierce with Traditional Jewish Liturgy in a Whole New Twist. Adon Olam.
Adon Olam, Hashem Melech, Beterem Kol Gitzin Nivrah, Le'ed Na'asa, V'chefzo Kol, Azai Melech, Shimon Nivrah, Ve'achare, Kirol Akol, Lev Adoyim Lochua,
Shalom, y'all. This is Ted Pierce coming from Texas. Don't change that dial. You are listening to my fabulous friend Ethel Chadwick on Bagels and Blessings. Tune in every week for the best in radio. Thank you.
And here's my interview with Faith Crowley. Enjoy. Faith Crowley, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you, Ethel. It's a blessing and an honor to just dedicate my life to the Lord and whatever I have to share with you.
Well, I'm delighted. I've known you for many years from the Messiah conferences, and I'm just really glad that we're finally getting to do this. And I think I'd like to start by your background, because I don't really know much about you at all. Were you raised in a Jewish or non-Jewish home?
I'm non-Jewish.
Okay. And what about your faith in Yeshua? When did you become a believer in Yeshua or Jesus, whichever you want to say?
Yeshua.
All right.
I was 19 and I'm now 75. And he has been so, so good and faithful to me through great hardships. And I just am so blessed to be in the Messianic movement as a result of a prayer that I prayed. Where do you want us to worship you, Lord? And he led us to Messianic Judaism, and specifically Congregation Beth Yeshua in Philadelphia. And at the time, it was Martin Chernoff and his beloved wife, Johanna, whom I was blessed to serve with.
Oh, wow. Well, that is a great summary, but I want to go back a little bit to, let's talk a little bit about your childhood. Did you grow up with any type of religion whatsoever?
Yes, I was raised in a Quaker meeting.
Okay. And what happened when you were 19? How did you become aware of a need for Yeshua in your heart?
Well, as a child, like say around 10 to 11 years of age, my mother had seen to my attending vacation Bible schools or home Bible school movement, Bible club movement. And then, so I did come to know a little bit about the Lord at that time. But then when I was 19, it was obvious that he was not Lord of my life. And I had finished, I graduated from high school and I went to secretarial school for a year. And I went to school in Boston. So my goal was to get a job, make enough money to move up to Boston and have a fancy apartment and things like that. But the Lord had a different plan. So I was doing poorly on application tests of typing. I just would mess up. So my mother worked at a Christian institution for juvenile delinquent boys. And the secretary there said, if Faith wants this job, she can have it because I'm not well and I need someone to take my place. So they didn't even interview me. They just let me come in and work for a couple of weeks before an interview took place. And then they hired me, and everybody there from different church backgrounds, no Jewish believing background as far as I know, but all Gentile, their lives were speaking to me. And I was given an errand to do. And as I was driving along, I said, Lord, I can't tell you that I love you and mean it.
Hmm. Okay. And then what happened?
Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay, dear.
While I was driving, I saw Yeshua on that tree. And And I was standing at the foot of the tree. And it was as if he was dying for me at that very moment.
Oh, wow. This is while you were driving?
Yes.
It's a wonder you didn't have an accident.
It was for just a moment. And after that, I was able to tell him that I loved him and mean it, because he showed me his love for me. And we love him because he first loved us.
Amen, amen.
And so, I became very hungry for the Word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
But only the New Testament. I thought I needed somebody to sit with me and help me through the Old Testament. And it came to the point where at a service, Martin Chernoff said, there are six people here who have lost their love for the word. And I did not think I had lost my love for the word. But he said, I want everyone to bow their heads, and I want those six people to raise their hands. And my hand went up, and he counted six hands. And so I went up for prayer afterwards and admitted that I was one of those six people. And the next week, I was with Johanna Chernoff, and she offered me a Bible. And I said, yes, I would love to receive it. And as I received it, I heard the Lord say, and I want you to start at the beginning. So that was my introduction, and he wanted to sit with me as I read the Old Testament for the first time. And then I went through a very, very, very challenging time in my marriage, and I had been reading the Word, and I thought, well, I'll just see if I let the Bible open somewhere. Maybe the Lord will speak to me from where I just let it fall open. But it didn't. And I thought, well, I have enough time before my schedule today. I will read from where I left off yesterday in my Old Testament readings. And there was the Lord speaking to me. And it was 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verses 1 through 30. And the Lord just, I was like, Lord, is this for me? And I just felt a confirmation from the Lord. It was just exactly what I needed. And he's just spoken to me that way through the Word and through his Spirit.
That's amazing.
Since, yeah.
Faith, maybe I missed it, but how did you discover Messianic Judaism in the first place?
After I was married for a couple of years, we had a couple of disappointing experiences in the church. And I prayed. I said, we were living in a high-rise apartment in King of Prussia. And I said, Lord, where do you want us to worship you? And my husband and my stepdaughter met this Jewish woman who invited us to Shabbat service at Congregation Beis Yeshua in Philadelphia. And we didn't visit at first, but when we did, I was so, so blessed by Martin Chernoff's teachings from the Word. It was so powerful and truthful, and there was so much joy in the service. And I was like, oh Lord, this is so wonderful, but we can't be part of this because we're not Jewish. And immediately the Lord met me in that thought and said, yes, you can. The wall of partition's broken down between Jew and Gentile. And so that was it for me.
Oh, wow. So you have been at Beis Yeshua for a long time, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of people grow up in the Lord and serve in ministry.
Yes, I have two sons. My oldest son, Tom, he's 51, and he was 4 years old when we first visited Beis Yeshua. So wow. It's been 40 some years.
That's a long time.
And my younger son, Martin, is has grown up in Messianic Judaism. Tom has too, for the most part, but he came to the Lord outside of Messianic Judaism, and Martin came within Messianic Judaism. Wow. And now they're both married, and they have precious Messianic wives, and I have 11 grandchildren, all being raised in Messianic Judaism, and they all happen to be at Congregation Beis Yeshua.
Mazel tov. That's amazing. Well, you know, Martin was part of the leadership of the tour to Israel that I went on in 2008, and so that was a really good time.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Faith, how would you say the Lord is using you today?
Well, I've been working at the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America as a receptionist and secretary for many years, and then the invitation came to me to be Joel's assistant, and I had my reservations about that because I was getting older and I can only be part-time because I take care of one of my little grandchildren. And but Joel wanted me to try, and here I am several years later, still assisting him as best I can.
Aww,
and you're working for the Lord here.
You're like a regular pillar of the Messianic Conference. For as long as I know, you've been there assisting people if they get lost or they don't know what to do, where to go, and it's amazing.
It's my joy. It's my joy. And I don't, you know, I just look to the Lord to help me answer questions and help people.
Oh, praise the Lord. Faith, is there a particular Jewish holiday that you like the most?
Well, that's a good question. I hadn't thought about it before.
Well, thank you.
I love Passover.
Yeah. Matzo ball soup, baby. I have to ask you, have you ever baked a challah?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good. Me neither. I was starting to feel embarrassed. I know so many people that have. I've never baked a challah either. I guess one of us should try it, and then we can encourage the other. What do you think?
Well, my daughter-in-law knows how to bake them. She does it often. So I could learn from her.
Mm. And, of course, there's challah French toast. Oh, my goodness, don't get me started. And is there any way you'd like the listeners to be praying for you or your family or ministry, anything at all, Faith?
Just for Israel.
Yes, absolutely. Have you been to Israel?
Once. The Lord took me. I didn't expect to go. It was in 2002, and the Ministry of Tourism sent an invitation by way of one of their assistants to contact the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America and invite us to come to Israel. And it was during a time when tourism was very poor. No one was visiting the land because of terrorism. And so, to make a long story short, two people asked if I was going, and both of them started praying for me. And the next thing I knew, the Lord provided money for me to go in a day, in just one day.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. So he took me in 2002, and it was a great, great blessing and amazing.
Aw. By any chance, when you were there, did you get a chance to go to the Via Dolorosa and walk the path that Yeshua walked?
I did not.
Do you know what? I was really shocked that one of my strong memories from my trip in 2008 was when I went there with a couple of people. It was like separate from the tour. We had some free time. So I think there was four of us that wanted to walk over there. It was like an indoor flea market. I expected it to be this super holy place. And mm-hmm. It was an indoor flea market where on the left and on the right, people were selling jewelry and spices. And it was like just this big, long tunnel of stuff people were selling. And it just, I was very surprised. I did not expect that, you know?
Right.
It was interesting.
I have to tell you what. One of my favorite memories was when we went to see the city of David in
yes.
a miniature form.
Oh,
in Jerusalem.
That's right. They had like a model.
Yes, a model. And so we were up there and we were being shown around, and our tour guide, who was also the Ministry of Tourism gentleman who contacted the MJA to invite us, he went into the shop where one of the men who takes care of the place was working, and he had him etch Stars of David in Jerusalem stone for us to each give him $5 for each one as a souvenir, you know. So he kept telling him, keep making more and more Stars of David in his Jerusalem stone. So he made, you know, probably 100 or more. And the gentleman collected the money that had the idea. And when we went down to the bus, he presented the gentleman who etched the Stars of David with all this money. And the man came running after us with tears in his eyes, saying, thank you, thank you. Because there were no tourists. And he needed the money, obviously. And it was just such a blessing to bless someone like that in Israel.
Oh, wow, wow. Well, you know what else I was thinking, Faith, before we end our time together, since you have been an active part in the Messiah Conference, it's coming up again in July, perhaps you would like to explain a little bit about what it is and invite people.
Oh, sure. Well, Messiah 2024 is a week-long conference. It always encompasses the July 4th. So it goes from Sunday to Sunday. And you come and you stay on campus, preferably, because it's early morning and late nights. And it's just like being in a little bit of heaven and having this big, big family. And there's just classes for adults and children and youth, college age, career age. They have singles programs, and it's just an amazing week. We stay in the dorms, or in the they do have some family housing in limited numbers of apartments, but mostly we're in dorms as families or as singles. And it's just wonderful. There are wonderful evening programs that are live streamed. So if people can't go to the conference, wherever they're hearing this, Bagels and Blessings, you can go on our website, www.mjaa.org, and click on conferences, and you'll find out about the Messiah Conference.
It really is like a little taste of heaven to be amongst so many believers from all over the world. And the praise and worship every night is just amazing. I mean, some of the people that I'm playing on the air, Joel Chernoff, Marty Goetz, Becca Shea, McKedem, I mean, there's so many, and Sue Samuel, I mean, there's so many, Bat Rivka Witten, I mean, I could just go on and on. There's so many amazing artists, and I play many of them on the air, so... Thank you so much, Faith. It has just been a joy to know you, and to get to know you a little bit more is even better. And I want to thank you for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, thank you, Ethel. It's been a joy for me to share.
Aw. Well, I'll say shalom for now. Until next time.
Okay, shalom.
That was my interview with Faith Crowley. And next, here's Joshua Aaron from the CD Live at the Garden Tomb. And this is called Spirit and the Bride.
Let the one who hears the Savior say, come. Let the one who is thirsty, behold. the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. In Him we will never, never thirst again. Ruach ve'akalah omrim bo. Ruach ve'akalah omrim bo, bo, bo. Spirit and the bride say, let the one who hears the Savior say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Behold the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Never thirst again. Ruach ve'akalah omrim bo. Ruach ve'akalah omrim bo, bo, bo. The Spirit and the Bride say, come.
This is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'm so happy that you're listening to Bagels and Blessings today. And often I'm asked, how do I share the good news about Yeshua with my Jewish friends and family? And I would think, if you're a Gentile, you should become aware of when the Jewish holidays are. You can strike up a conversation with your Jewish friends. For example, Purim, the holiday based on the book of Esther, starts the evening of March 23rd and the day of March 24th. So familiarize yourself with the book of Esther, and then you can talk about the holiday of Purim with your Jewish friends. And then there is the holiday of Passover, and that is in April. That actually starts the evening of Monday the 22nd. And then so the first evening is the 22nd of April, and then the first day is the 23rd, because all Jewish holidays start the evening before. They start at sundown. And Passover, of course, lasts for a full week. You can read up on Passover and read up about matzah and the unleavened bread. So there's a lot of things you can talk about with your Jewish friends. But right now, we've come to the end of our time together. I want to pray the Lord's blessings over you and hope you have a great week. And I hope to see you at our Shabbat service. Remember, we meet every Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. We are at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton. You don't have to be Jewish. And we would just love to have you come and worship with us and bring your children. We have a great program for our children as well. So right now, here's Phil Klein with the Aaronic Benediction. Shalom.
Yivarechech Adonai Vayismorecha Yair Adonai panavalecha Vikunecha Yisa Adonai panavalecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.